I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. How would you rate 2014? Good, bad, somewhere in between? Open Doors USA's Emily Fuente says it's been a rough year for the global church. There's been more persecution this year than any year in recent history.
Even non-Christian news agencies and secular news agencies are paying attention.
More persecution results in more needs. Increased need on the global scale has left Open Doors with a funding gap of nearly $2 million. If you can help them out, go to missionnetworknews.org.
We're asking and praying that people prayerfully give to help our brothers and sisters.
Next, would you risk your life to tell people about Christ? Haggai Institute alumni are trying to teach young church planters in Indonesia the risks and rewards of sharing Christ. Haggai's John Bachman says church planters in one region take an extra step of dedication after graduating.
They sign a contract stating that they enter this willingly and realize that it could cause them danger or even loss of their life. It is not the idea of a radical approach. It's just a document making them aware of what they're committing to.
Help them carry out that commitment through a link at our website. And do you think unsponsored kids in South Asia should still receive an education? Well, so does Gospel for Asia. They recently surpassed the 72,000 children mark enrolled in their Bridge of Hope centers. These kids are well on their way to sponsorship, but there's usually a delay. To help them get an education and to learn about the love of Christ, now you can contribute to their unsponsored children's fund. Find the link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the Vision Beyond Borders 2015 prayer calendar. It's free. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.